gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Stan Major, automotive journalist, talk show host, is going to give us the rundown of the latest vehicles that has graced his Florida driveway. Also, in this hour, we got the latest automotive news for you. In hour number two, the latest motorsports news, courtesy of Jeff Bressler. We're also going to be talking to the CEO of a company called OK Spark, with an innovative engine diagnostic tool. Luann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com, frequent contributor to MSNBC, will be along in hour number two of the program to talk about the recently concluded Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance and some other goings-on as well. Hour number three, we go under the hood with certified ASE mechanic Mark Evans. But first, we begin with a quick look at the news. And the news is brought to you by Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit the corporate website. It's www.goldeagle.com. Well, the future of General Motors is slowly emerging, and we have come across a list here of core brand models that GM is going to roll out over the next several years, so we'll quickly run down them for you. Chevrolet is going to have a new vehicle called the Beat for 2012. This is a sub-B segment imported hatchback. In other words, a very small car. They're also going to have another car called the Viva 2011 or 2012. Again, a B segment. This is the replacement for the current-day Chevy Aveo. The Chevrolet Cruze will replace the Cobalt for 2011. The Equinox is all new for 2010, so that will remain. The Orlando, a new seven-passenger multi-purpose vehicle for 2012, replacing the HHR. The Malibu will be all new for 2012-2013. The Impala, likely getting an enlarged platform, will debut in the early teens, 2013-2014. The Chevrolet Traverse, next generation model due about model year 2013. The plug-in vehicle, the Volt, due in late 2010 to debut as a 2011 model. The next Corvette, the C7, debuting no earlier than 2013. The Colorado, new for 2013, it's still on. Large pickups and SUVs, well, the new Silverado for 2013 is a go-ahead. The Suburban may be the only body-on-frame sport utility to survive. From Buick, an unnamed compact has been approved for 2012, sharing Chevrolet Cruze sheet metal. There will also be a new Buick just approved for production called the Insignia. LaCrosse, new 2010 model, is Buick's flagship. There's going to be a Super Epsilon base sedan or rear-wheel drive Riviera, still possible, but most likely long shots. A Voltec MPV. This is a possible Chevrolet Orlando-based small multiple-purpose vehicle using the Chevrolet Volt powertrain as a 2013 model, and the Enclave from Buick will be due for an update for 2012. GMC minimal differentiation from Chevrolet trucks. They will continue as is. From Cadillac, Alpha will be a new vehicle, a compact rear-wheel drive range not yet approved but targeted for 2011. CTS, Cadillac's mainstream model, just added a wagon. The coupe arrives in 2010. The flagship of Cadillac is said to be the STS-DTS Convergence, no longer codenamed DT7, appears to be switch to a new platform. It's been improved for model year 2012, just no name for it. The SRX just launched, an all-new 2010 model. The Escalade, all-new for 2014. That, too, may switch to a smaller platform. And also the Converge, based on the Chevrolet Volt plug-in technology, will debut for model year 2013. As we continue to look into the future of General Motors, or as some people are calling it these days, Government Motors, let's take a quick look at some of the other happenings that are going to be coming down the pike for the brand. The General Motors ownership, of course, is U.S. Treasury 60.8%, UAW Retiree Trust 17.5%, Canadian and Ontario governments 11.7%, and old GM 10%. Boy, that is an eye-opener right there as far as the ownership of General Motors is concerned. Some other stories making headlines. Ford is busy working on a new engine. No, it's not a V8. No, it's not a V6. It's an EcoBoost four-cylinder engine. They're having great success, at least preliminarily, with the EcoBoost V6 engine, which is available right now in the Lincoln MKS, the MKT, as well as the Ford Flex. We're going to see this EcoBoost V6 in a number of other vehicles in the not-too-distant future. Out at Pebble Beach, I was out there. Infiniti showed off pictures, renditions, 3D graphics, whatever you want to call it, of the new 2011 Infiniti M model. And one of the stories coming out of that unveil is that they're going after Toyota. They're going to offer a hybrid version with the next generation M. It will actually be a 2012 model. The system is expected to have similar power to gas only. The hybrid variant is similar to have power output similar to the gas V8 model. There also will be a V6 model, and a new Alpha will come here in 2012. It's called the Milano. Isn't that a cookie from Pepperidge Farm? That's right. It's coming here. Will be sold through your Chrysler dealership. And it's official. After many years of back and forth, Porsche, which right now, of course, is the most profitable automaker on the entire planet, believe it or not, the tiny automaker size-wise has huge markups on their vehicles, so hence they make big bucks. And in recent times, they have been trying to take over Volkswagen, the Volkswagen group. But these two families are intermingled. Even to this day, there are cousins and family members on both sides of the fence. And now it's officially official. Volkswagen has officially won Porsche. So Volkswagen is now in the driver's seat and has taken board control. So they now own just a slew of brands. If you stop and think about the Volkswagen group, just off the top of my head, let me tell you what they own. They own, of course, VW. They own Audi. They own Lamborghini. They own Bentley. And they own Porsche. And that's just here in the U.S. I know they own several other brands out there in the other parts of the world. The 2011 Volvo S60 is being featured on MotorTrend.com. The new model is remarkably close to the concept vehicle, which was unveiled last January at the Detroit Auto Show. Which vehicle is the Volvo S60? Easy enough for me to say. Expected to tackle, well, they're going after the BMW 3 Series, which is the model leader, of course, in that segment. And they're also going after the A4 from Audi. We'll take a quick pit stop for some very important messages. When we come back on the other side, stay tuned for the one and only Stan Major.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time. and runs smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay! Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.12, $487.56 for the half ounce, or $243.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $975.12, $487.56, and $243.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. This is Auto World. We appreciate you being here each and every week at this time. And right now, we're going to bring forth one of our favorite contributors here to the broadcast. He is a talk show host. He's an automotive journalist. He joins us from his Florida palatial estate. He is the one and only Stan Major. Hello there, Stan. How you doing?
How you feeling, Bob?
I'm finally getting it back, finally.
I was worried about you.
Well, thank you. I never expected to get the swine flu, and I never expected it to knock me sideways like it did, but it did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad things are improving. How about the automobile business?
Well,
is it improving?
Somewhat. Certainly this cash for clunkers deal.
Did I hear you? I hate to throw you a curve. I heard you go through the General Motors list. I didn't hear Malibu mentioned.
Yeah, Malibu is going to be all new. We're going to bring an all new model in for, I think, 2012.
Okay. I couldn't believe that they would drop that.
No, because that's a really good vehicle. I know you drove one not that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they condescended to let me have one for a week.
Well, after many, many years.
You know, I haven't. Fords and Chryslers I don't get anymore down here. It's incredible.
No kidding.
Yeah, wow. I haven't had a Ford or a Chrysler product for a year.
Wow. Well,
I have maybe a Ford 6 months ago.
Yeah.
We're talking about cars that used to come for press people in the hundreds. Hundreds a week.
Yes.
And now they're just dribbling it.
It's true across the nation. I know that there are lots of areas of the country where the press fleets are tiny, and they're cutting way back on the swanky new vehicle introductions as well.
Well, yeah, I don't care about that. I just, it's really tough trying to stay in the business for a lot of people.
It is.
Not only the dealers and the manufacturers, but also the press people who make a living, reviewing cars.
So true.
Anyway, let's get away from that, all right? I mean, we've had plenty of that for the past year and a half, and I do hope it's turning around. As far as the imports are concerned, I think that it's probably going to turn around faster than Ford and General Motors and Chrysler. But do you agree with that?
Yeah, Ford is definitely, they're doing well. I mean, they didn't have to take the government money. They got their loans in place before everything melted down, and they're looking pretty good. GM, I was talking to somebody earlier today. He thinks GM will survive, but he's worried about too much government and union control.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, this is the same government we're going to turn our health care over to. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And Chrysler, the same gentleman, William Jeans, he's a former publisher and editor-in-chief of both Car and Driver and Road and Track. He's really worried about the future of Chrysler because he just doesn't see how the Italian car company and the U.S. government and the unions are going to sit at one table and make decisions.
Let me ask you something. Now, a couple of times back on your show, you hit me with an ugly list, a list of your favorite ugly cars.
Yes.
And I saw one the other day. Which, I don't know if it was on your list, but it certainly tops my list, and surprisingly, it's a Nissan.
Okay.
It's the Nissan Cube.
Ah, yes. It rings the bell.
I have never in my life seen anything as ugly as that. And I've seen a lot of ugly cars.
Yes, I know, from the same.
And from Nissan, for heaven's sakes, which is, famous for streamlining looks and really good-looking cars and Infinities. They're just all over the place. And then they come up with this unbelievable little thing.
Well,
were the designers out to lunch that day? Did something slip through?
Well, this car has been sold in Japan for a number of years, and
well, fine. Let the Japanese like it. Hey, let them have all of them. Okay.
I couldn't
keep them off our roof.
I know it's an eyesore as far as I'm concerned. It definitely makes my list of ugly vehicles. But for some strange reason, and we need to ask some younger folks for whatever reason. The teens and 20-something generation seem to like cars like the Nissan Cube and the Scion XB, the boxy wheel, the boxes on wheels.
They're going to like the Kia Soul.
Yes.
Now, this is different. This is a much better looking, the same basic thing, okay?
Yes.
But it's much better designed, much more attractive. The inside is terrific. I loved it.
Yeah, that's my favorite of that type, and we're in total agreement. I think they did a really good job with the interior. It looks much more expensive than it is.
But I don't know. Kia's got the Nissan disease. They sent me a press release about their new SUV.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. It's called a CUV, not an SUV, whatever
yeah.
a CUV is. you know what those terms are.
Yeah,
they're going to unveil that at a big plant in South Georgia. And they've got a picture of it. Have you seen a picture of it?
Of the new upcoming Kia CUV? No, I have not seen that one.
It looks exactly like something Nissan would put up.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, it's like a copycat of a Nissan SUV or even an Infiniti to a certain extent. But anyway, let's get back to the Soul, because I'm glad you liked that, because it is it's a well advertised car,
yeah,
and it is a compact crossover, whatever that's called. You know, I can't keep up with these things, okay? But if you see the ad on TV, which I haven't, but I've been told about it, apparently the kids are very much into the ad. For the Kia Soul has something to do with hamsters.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But I'll tell you, I've had two cars this time around, the Kia Soul and the VW CC, and people were gaping and walking around and looking at both of these cars in the parking lot.
No kidding, they're
As
both.
As a matter of fact, I could have sold the Kia Soul. I could have sold it myself.
Very good.
And a lady came up to me and she said, "What is that?" And so I explained it to her and everything. She said that her company was looking for something for her to drive that had good mileage. I said, "Here it is, babe."
Wow, you could have earned a big commission. More with Stan Major straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Stan Major. We're talking about the Kia Soul. Have you seen the Soul? Have you got a question for Stan? Do you like the looks?
I like the looks. I like the price. $17,900.
And you were telling us before the break you could have sold one right on the site.
Yeah. A lady was really, I know that she, followed up on it the next day because she was very enthusiastic, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. It's a smooth ride. It's a drivable vehicle. It's fine. It's a little bit bouncy, but it's a smaller vehicle. The air is great. Pickup is fine, and the colors were terrific. They've got terrific colors, Bob. Mine was a beautiful dune beige, and it also comes in a Java coffee color, dark brown. And they have the whites and the silvers, and they also have one you've got to beware of, Bob. I hope you never see one of these. It's called Alien.
Alien?
And that's the name of the paint.
Wow.
You can get a Kia Soul with Alien paint. Now, Alien paint is an ugly green. And I mean, when I say ugly green, Bob, it's bad, all right? And you can check it out on their webpage, folks. It's something that my kids used to pull out of a jar when they were about 3 years old and play with.
Oh, that is great.
But the bottom line is the disco lights.
Yes, I got to get your take on
the
this.
Car. Now, this is fantastic. I guess they call them rave lights today. I don't know what they don't have a fancy name for them. They should have come up with something. But this is something that when you're playing a CD with music, you can tune this thing. You've got a control which controls the huge speaker lights on each side of the door inside. Too bad they didn't put them outside. That would have been something.
That's a good idea.
But that's something different, okay? You talk about your 20s. man, how could they pass up something like this?
Yeah, no, that's a big hit. And I just like the way they use kind of high-end materials on the dash, and what they call the feel points are nice. And
it's terrific. It makes you wonder, some of the competition is going to come up with.
Yeah, exactly. The interesting couple of new vehicles from Kia. I haven't driven either one yet, but hopefully you'll get one of both soon, and myself as well. The Kia Forte is a new sedan, and also they have a coupe, which is quite good looking, and it's spelled with a K, K-O-U-P-E.
Ours is not too reasonable.
and another little interesting factoid here for Kia, the head designer for Kia is this German gentleman, used to work for Audi, and I just like to say his name. His name is Peter Schreier. So we have a German designing Korean cars for Americans to buy.
Oh, man. Incredible.
So what else have you been driving lately?
The CC. The VW CC Luxury, which is hot car. Volkswagen just recalled it. I just saw this today on the internet that Volkswagen of America Incorporated announced today a voluntary recall involving 13,500 vehicles sold in the United States equipped with a DSG transmission. The models affected are the Jetta Sportwagon, GTI, the Eos, built between September 2008 and August of 2009.
Hmm.
So, also not mentioned, but in the recall was the CC. Anyway, get down to it. This VW decided they wanted to do something a little different from the Passat. They also wanted to cheat a little bit and draw a design from the Mercedes and sell it for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a CLS knockoff.
And this thing is has been sold all over Europe, very popular. 200 horsepower turbocharged engine, which would make you happy, Bob. And it's a car that is designed to look like a coupe, but it's got four doors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that's the silliest thing a person could come up with, right? But they really pulled it off. It really looks good. It's very fashionable. It's very clean. The colors are very beautiful. Lots of silvers and grays and beiges and browns and all that kind of stuff. They do offer nine colors, Volkswagen does, in the three different trims, but they don't offer nine in each of the trims. So you got to go to their web pages and check out the colors and see what you'd like to have. I like the silver, and I hate silver.
But what makes this silver so different that you like it?
I don't know. It was just good-looking to the eye, and I like driving around. I like people oogling the car. And, you know, if I drive a test vehicle that is a little bit different, if I drive it around and nobody ever notices it, nobody ever looks at it, well, that gives me the impression, Bob, that that this thing is not going to sell that well. Well, I'll tell you, the Kia Soul and the VW CC are going to be hot in the dealers' showrooms.
Yeah, that definitely is a very good-looking car. It looks a lot more expensive than it is, and Volkswagen does a great job with their interior. And you're right, I mean, the Mercedes CLS is, $75,000, $80,000 vehicle, even more.
Yeah, for $40,000 less, you can get one of these cars, and they look as good as anything Mercedes has ever put out. The Lux, the VW CC means comfort coupe, by the way, just for your information, goes for $27,000 in the lower trim, and then up to about $36,000 for the more expensive. They have some interesting things. They have a thing called, I gotta tell you about this. I got two things I gotta tell you about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have a fancy parking system called the Optical Parking System, OPS.
Okay.
Comes standard on the luxury model. And I punched it up on the navigation screen, and lo and behold, it's a picture. It must be a picture from satellite.
Oh, no
because
kidding.
It showed all the obstructions around me. Now,
what?
How is that possible?
That is kind of scary.
It showed them from thousands of miles up. The picture, the camera lens is right down toward the car from high above. It's as if a higher power were telling you not to back up or go forward. Okay? Now, the other thing they have on their web pages, and you're going to love this, Bob, is called a Rave-O-Matic. Sounds like something they'd sell on late-night TV. But wait, there's more. The Rave-O-Matic is you can write your own review.
Huh.
On the VW website for the CC. The only problem, Bob, is there are no negative adjectives.
Wow.
In other words, you can all, when they say rave, man, they're talking rave with a capital R.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, yeah.
Now, the thing that Volkswagen has come up with their own audio system. They used to have a horrible audio system for years. And they have come up with a thing called, what's it called? Something, I put it in my review. The Dyna Audio System.
All right, I want to hear about that on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away, I'm Bob Long.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long along with Stan Major. And Stan is telling us about some of the cars that he has driven recently. And Stan, you're about to tell us about the audio system
in the Volkswagen, in the CC. That song you just played and all of your favorite oldies about the car stuff would sound brand new on their CD player.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe it. And they also list out everything. I mean, everything. I have two or three CDs, some that I burnt and some original CDs, and I test them in each of the vehicles that I get. And I have never seen anything this incredible, Bob. It is really something. And the sound is just phenomenal. I've got in my review that the sound is just incredible. An old record like from the late 50s, the Crystals and, you know, the Ray Charles, the Bobby Darin stuff from the 60s. All of this stuff sounds brand new, even after being burnt through an Apple computer, for heaven's sake.
No kidding. Wow.
And and it just sounds fantastic. I couldn't believe it. And as a matter of fact, there was one time when I arrived at the destination where I was going, and I stayed in the car to listen to the music. It was so great.
That's a sign of a good audio system. Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you. That's really, and it only cost an extra grand.
Wow.
As an add-on. Yeah, you would think that it would be, you know, something that good would be a lot more than that.
Absolutely.
I want to get to what they're doing in the sales room to get people to come in, but I do want to mention that I had a 2010 Mazda 3, which is, it's just another sedan. There's nothing special about it. It was bottom of the line, and it was fine, and there were no problems with it. The base 17.5, which is not bad. The stick shift is great, and it rides well both on rough pavement and at high speed. I also had the Mitsubishi Outlander, which is just another SUV. I mean, Mitsubishi makes some good things, Bob. Okay, would I pay $25,000 for their particular Outlander SUV? No, I would not. Okay, except if I had a big dog.
That's, it's won some awards for that, or
The Mitsubishi Outlander goes to the dogs. I'm quoting your competition here. This is Edmunds.com. This is your competition, Bob. Well, I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind. I know
I don't
boss
do this
there.
Very often. The Mitsubishi Outlander was named one of the top 10 pet safe vehicles by Edmunds.com. Now, I don't know how safe it is for you and me, Bob, but if it's safe for Rover, man, I mean, grab it, huh?
Very good.
Everybody's got to have something. Now, what have you heard that the dealers are doing to get people into the showroom? Down here, we've had parties, we've had giveaways. We have Dan Marino, who's been a spokesman for the biggest Maroney automotive family thing down here for years. He'll take you for a ride, for heaven's sakes.
No kidding. They'll actually take you for a ride?
Well, I don't know. You'll certainly show up in the showroom for one of the big parties, okay?
Yeah, well, they're doing anything to get people in there. There's no question about it.
I got to tell you a funny story about Dan Marino.
Okay.
My son Christopher, when he was like 4 or 5, we put him in the same school and happened to have a couple of Dan Marino's kids in it. So Marino shows up to pick him up one day. And, you know, all the kids and the parents are huddling around asking for his autograph and stuff like this. And so he looks at my son and he said, "Son, don't you want my autograph?" And Chris says, "No, I know who you are."
Very good. And what was his reaction to that?
I guess it was a laugh. It was fun.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. But the dealers aren't doing anything. I mean, a lot of them have been doing lots of fancy rebates and incentives along with this cash for clunkers thing.
Oh, yeah, the clunker thing down here. It's interesting how they're trying to move away from it now and trying to get you into the showroom. But it's still a great time to buy a car, Bob.
Oh, it definitely is. There never has been a better time. I mean, the deals are out there, the dealers are hungry, and the product is great. I mean, that's the ironic part. We're living in the golden age of vehicles. I mean, there never have been better vehicles.
Now, but how about this all-electric car I've been seeing on the tube?
The Volt, the upcoming Chevrolet Volt, or the...
Yeah,
well, there's no question about it.
Is it drivable by press people yet? Have you had one?
No, I mean, that one isn't, that's the one that's poised to come out in late 2010 as a 2011 model. The one that's out there right now, there's two of them. The one that has the most on the road that people have actually bought is a two-seater. It's a Tesla. It's a sports car. There are lots of them in California. It's $100,000. It's basically a Lotus sports car.
Boy, that's a lot for a battery.
Yeah, it's got 6,000 laptop batteries, and you know, if you're a real green type individual, the hotel I was staying in California just last week, there were a couple of them there, and it's an eerie feeling when you're standing next to a car that's on, but it doesn't make any noise whatsoever. And that's what these do. I mean, they're just whisper quiet. And
well, when you're in a hybrid at a red light, it's the same thing.
It's true. No, absolutely.
And the first time that happened, it really shook me up. I'm looking around for the starter.
Exactly. And so now, you know, with these electric cars, it's like that all the time. So the next one that we're going to see is another very expensive car, very beautiful car. I interviewed the CEO, the owner of the company, Henrik Fisker, and that's what it's called, Fisker Automotive. This guy used to be the head designer at Aston Martin, and he also designed a BMW called the Z8, which is a kind of a legendary two-seater convertible. So he's now got his own company. He's got a four-door sedan. This will be the first four-door sedan all-electric car, and he's got a two-door retractable hardtop convertible. It's got 6 or 7 dealers around the country. Supposedly has a couple of hundred sold, but they're like $80,000 as well.
Wow.
But even the Chevrolet, the one that GM, as when I was reading the litany of GM models, they're going to have a Cadillac version of this, and they'll have a Buick version of it as well. The plug-in all-electric Volt, which will go 40 miles completely all on electricity, isn't a hybrid. It, even when it goes into the gasoline mode, it actually is a generator which powers the electric, so it's always electric. They expect that to cost about $40,000, and they'll probably have some government rebates on it, but still, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, compared to what we've been talking about here, you know, for $17,000, you can get a marvelous vehicle, and the mileage is above 30 on the highway. So why mess with it?
Exactly. So, I mean, there are lots of great vehicles out there right now that, you know, a friend of mine pointed out something to me, how far we've come with emission stuff. I mean, today you take one brand new car, like car that you had, like a Kia Soul or a Volkswagen CC, it would take 100 cars from 1973 to put out the emissions that just, that's the equivalent. It would take 100 1973 cars to put out the emissions that one 2010 car puts out. So,
or if you just sit at an intersection in Florida behind some of the really old cars, you can get doses of that real quick.
Exactly. So we've come a long way.
There's no emissions control down here.
You're kidding.
Nah.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, you would think in Florida, the Sunshine State.
I know that we're going to have to discuss that further on your next appearance here on the show. In the meantime, thank you, my friend. We'll do this again real soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lott.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.